is the music of Dr. Deborah Stroman, UNC professor, Virginia professor, former coach, former player, sports businesswoman, and sports aficionado. She joins me every Friday to talk about some of the latest news in the sports world. Deb, happy Friday. How are you?
It is a good day in the midst of the sweltering heat. This is the mixture of deep South heat and North Carolina heat. So hopefully everyone is finding ways to stay cool and hydrated.
Hopefully so. Now, we do have a story to follow up on that you and I talked about just last week and have already had more developments on. And it's been one we've kind of been following from the beginning when a few months ago, WNBA star Brittany Griner was detained in Russia. She was planning on coming back to the U.S. to get ready for the WNBA season, but was playing over in Russia at the time. Was arrested and detained because she had, I believe, less than a gram of some cannabis oil, kind of like a vape pen situation. And since then, she's been in jail, and we just got the sentence for Griner this last week. 9-year sentence in Russian jail, Deb, for this on some pretty strict, essentially drug trafficking charges is what the Russian courts hit her with. And not much of a change, despite Griner pleading guilty and you know, saying she never meant to break the law. The prosecutors were seeking 9.5 years. The judge gave her 9 years earlier this week. So I know we've talked about this a little bit already on the segment, Deb, but what is your reaction now that we have a sentencing for Griner and knowing that without some sort of intervention, it looks like she's going to be over in Russia for an extended period of time?
Wow. So even though many folks have been following this story, especially those involved in women's basketball, and certainly the WNBA, it still hits you like a punch in the gut. When I think about all the girls who started dribbling the basketball, shooting the basketball, excelling, going to the next level, high school, elite college, and then WNBA or playing overseas, to think that this athlete is now a part of a political chessboard, it's kind of sad and scary. When I think about the sentencing, people say that just about everybody and their mother gets convicted in Russia if you are alleged to have done something wrong, broke the rules, committed a crime. And so in Brittany Griner's case, what I'm hearing is that this conviction was necessary so then the United States can move forward with the swap, as in a Russian prisoner over here being sent back to Russia for Brittany and other folks. So is it going to be a situation where her career is over? Will the swap take place in 1 year? Will it take place in 5 years? Will it take place, you know, in 8.5 years? So I'm thinking about that. And then lastly, I just think about 0.7. 0.7 grams is the amount that was found on her. And I heard an attorney, I think in Maine or Massachusetts, stating that 0.7, that's like 1/10 of the amount in an everyday edible. 1/10 of an amount in an everyday edible that in many states that's legal and people are doing. So to receive that type of sentence, so political gamesmanship for sure. I'm hurt by the punch, just the announcement of hearing that's the possibility in a penal colony. I'm moved.
Yeah, it is very tough to just kind of wrap your head around, because it's hard to say this was an unbiased decision by the Russian judge. There's so much that plays into this, of course, with the tensions right now between the U.S. and Russia, with the ongoing war in Ukraine, and Griner's arrest happening kind of right around when the U.S. was really stepping in and stepping up to try and aid Ukraine to fight off Russia's invasion. And to hear, of course, all of the athletes who have been asking for people to just remember Brittany and to not let her be kind of lost in the fold of everything that has been happening. It's hard to not get emotional when you look at that number of 9 years and knowing what it means for a 31-year-old athlete. I also thought, you know, I think it's disheartening to see, of course, the political side of international affairs between the U.S. and Russia, but also really disheartening to see how politicized it's become here in the U.S., Deb, because there are some Republicans and pundits who are taking this chance to side with Russia and say that Griner needs to be punished. But it's more likely that they're doing that as more of a statement against women athletes or against the WNBA or against, you know, LGBTQ identifying athletes. And to me, that's also disappointing, seeing how many people in the U.S. are turning this into a political statement when really it should be more about just trying to help a person out.
Yeah, good point. It makes me think of a segment I heard last night, Roland Martin Unlimited, which is a Black-owned media company. And he really, really just is spot on with Black issues. So it's not like for many in the Black community where you watch a media report and you're waiting for the Black perspective or what's the news going on the Black community. He's just on it 24/7. And to hear a Black female attorney state on his show last night that the United States shouldn't make the swap, that if they are particular about, if Russia is particular about getting that arms dealer free, the one who's serving, I think, 11 years out of 25, that he is so important to Putin that Brittany Griner and any other American over there, it's not worth that swap. Because as she stated, one life trading in for multiple lives, as in this guy could end up being a part of hundreds and thousands of Americans dying. And when she stated that, my jaw dropped. But in the same vein, I thought about there are many people who feel that way, that we don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't, you know, this is a sad situation, but we can't have one American be exchanged for the possibility of losing thousands of Americans. So that was another, you know, reflection point.
Yeah. And I think it's a good one. It's just really tough to weigh too, that Griner has a celebrity status here in the U.S. compared to if this was just any American over there. But of course, I think it has to be compounded too in some of the, you know, at home discussion. Of course, it's compounded because Griner is a Black woman. Like there's no doubt that if this was just any other American, it would not have maybe the same vitriol behind it, both on the U.S. side and the Russian side. And I think it also continues to go to show just how people have reacted to this, how some people in America just do not consider and weigh the lives of Black women as equally as they weigh others, which is just horrible.
Well, that is very, very true. And documentation research on that, certainly in terms of how the brain works and the bias that we all have. I think about who's even paying attention to all of this. Women's basketball is definitely on it. I think it's also just the timing of this. This is the 50th anniversary of Title IX. And here we have a woman, you know, who's in a very, very difficult position. And as to your point, a star athlete. In fact, I'll make note, she's the only NCAA basketball player to score both 2,000 points and block 500 shots. So she is at the top of her game. I don't know if a pun intended is needed there, but and then to see that imagery of her in that cage, you know, that jail that they have while she was waiting during the sentencing, during the trial there. And this reminds me that I was happy to hear that her coach in Russia and a teammate actually testified for her. I thought there was such a situation where they weren't speaking up because they feared for their own lives and what could happen to them. But that was good to hear that she did have support from at least two people over in Russia publicly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we have a couple minutes left, Deb, and my next kind of transition point here is along those lines. The WNBA season, I believe in its final month of the regular season, it's not going to be long before these players transition back to, okay, let's go try and play overseas in order to get an income that makes sense for us during the WNBA offseason. Do you think that this experience with Griner is going to deter some basketball players from traveling and playing in the Russian League, which we know is one of the better professional women's basketball leagues out there who pay their players pretty well. Do you think that this is a situation where it's going to have a chilling effect, or maybe athletes are just even more stringent and careful when they do travel and play over in Russia?
There is no doubt the concern, the worry is there. I was watching a WNBA game last night, and they had a media report where they interviewed a number of players who are now more hesitant. And so this can connect to LIV Golf with the dollars flowing. Everybody has a price. So you can imagine the salaries that are going to be offered by the Russian teams to bring star, American players over, provided that Putin and the government there allows us to come over and play. But, you know, it's one thing to receive, $500,000, to receive $1 million to go play in Russia. But now, because, again, they want to win and they have the money to build their programs and sustain their programs. What if you're the star player on a team and they say, would you come over and play for 2 months and we're going to give you $2.5 million? That's a tough decision, right?
Yeah.
Now, there are some just like the LIV Golf who say, hey, the money's dirty all over the world. I'm going to cash in. And then there are others who draw the line and say, no, morality, ethics, I don't want to be a part of it. So you're definitely on with that. There's going to be an interesting fallout on this.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt that I'm sure those conversations are going to kick back up when we do inevitably see some players head that way. And some conversations, of course, going to be continuing around Brittany Griner being in Russia's Russian's justice system. I don't know if that's what I would call it, but yeah, Russia's criminal justice system.
We'll just
system
say
legal.
Legal system.
Yeah. Worth noting that Griner's lawyers do have 10 days to appeal the ruling. They have said that they are going to file an appeal just because of the guilty plea and Griner's testimony and all that stuff they thought would make a bigger dent into the sentencing. So we'll see where that leads.
Yeah. I just want to make mention for those who are into the details of this situation. You know, there's a quote that says your silence is deafening, and people are making note. Where is Kim Mulkey? Brittany Griner's coach at Baylor, they had a fallout over Mulkey's, there wasn't a lot of support around being gay as an athlete at Baylor, or as a student for that matter. And then Kim Mulkey took over the LSU program and within a year brought it back to national prominence. And a lot of people say they will compete this year for the Final Four. She hasn't said a word. And I've looked, and others have looked as well. So for all that Griner did for Mulkey, national championship and all of that, where's the humanity? What's missing here?
I think that is a very excellent point. And from what we do know about Kim Mulkey and what she has put out there, I think it's fair to say it's not surprising, but nonetheless still disappointing. Well, Deb, we always appreciate your perspective on these. I know we like to talk about plenty of fun sports topics, but also important to get into these critically important and pressing topics of each week. So thank you for taking the time. As always, enjoy your weekend, and we look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you. Go Heels.